Canada HR News on March the 11th, 2024. I'm Elena Bobireva. In today's episode, we talk about the current state of labor market, a slow progress for women achieving full equality, an audit of psychological safety in the workplace, provincial employment updates, and other topics. To get the latest HR updates, follow us on X at CAD HR News and LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast. The Canadian economy added 41,000 jobs in February. However, labor force growth outpaced job growth. The unemployment rate rose to 5.8%. Job growth took place in construction. Manufacturing and agriculture declined, together with retail and education services. Across Canada, employment growth was concentrated in just 2 out of 10 provinces. Gains were recorded in Alberta and Nova Scotia. A decline was recorded in Manitoba. In the remaining provinces, employment was essentially unchanged. It is noted that younger workers are shouldering the weight of a weaker labor market. Over the last year, labor force participation among younger workers fell more sharply than among core-aged and older workers. Last month, female youth participation rates reached the lowest level in over 2 decades. Millennials became the largest generation in the population, displacing baby boomers for the first time in 65 years. While historic levels of international migration may temporarily slow population aging, aging will continue to be a dominant force in Canada's labor market in the years ahead. A new report from Canadian Chamber of Commerce highlights the persistent barriers for women in management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. The glacial progress means women in business are unlikely to achieve full equality this century. While women have made gains in overall employment, rising from 43% of total jobs in 1987 to 48% in 2023, they fare worse in senior ranking positions. Last year, the share of women across all management occupations, which includes middle managers, was only 35%. This share falls to 30% for senior managers and less than 25% in the boardrooms of corporate Canada. The good news is that women's wages have grown faster than men's in recent decades. However, notable compensation gaps remain. Last year, women earned less than men, 88 cents to the dollar in management occupations, up from only 80 cents in 1997. Looking across Canada, there are some bright spots, with women having achieved parity in representation in 6 of the 19 management occupations analyzed, with the strongest showing in healthcare and education, although major gaps remain in natural resources and construction. Teachers in Saskatchewan are given notice of a 3-day province-wide withdrawal of extracurricular activities on March 11, 12, and 13, and a 1-day rotating withdrawal of noon-hour supervision on March the 11th. The province-wide withdrawal of extracurricular activities means teachers will not provide voluntary services involved in the organization, supervision, and facilitation of activities, including athletics, non-curricular arts, field trips, student travel, graduation prep, school clubs, and other. The news release of Saskatchewan Teachers Federation acknowledged the effect of these sanctions on students and their caregivers and asks families to contact their MLA and elected school board trustees to encourage the government trustee bargaining committee to change its mind on key points. the Federation stated that it won't return to the bargaining table or pause job action until the provincial government is willing to embed its most recent promises around class size and complexity into the body of the new provincial collective agreement. The Mental Health Commission of Canada will develop a psychological health and safety audit program for workplaces. Employment and Social Development Canada is contributing approximately $820,000 over 3 years to support the creation of the audit. The project will be led by Opening Minds, the Mental Health Commission's training arm. The purpose of the program is to support employers in implementing effective programs to promote psychological health and safety of workers. Just as how occupational health and safety audits provide employers with detailed information about their systems and processes for managing OHS, this psychological health and safety audit is being designed to help organizations better understand how to embed PHS in the way they work, determine what they have in place already, and what programs are missing. The Manitoba government is introducing amendments to the Employment Standards Code that would extend long-term leave for serious injury or illness from 17 to 27 weeks, aligning it with the federal employment insurance benefit period. The purpose of the change is to make sure that all Manitoba workers have enough unpaid protected leave from their jobs to receive the full extended EI benefits. To qualify, an employee must be employed by the same employer for at least 90 days. WorkSafe BC is bringing industry and labor stakeholders together to discuss crane safety. There were 4 crane-related incidents in Metro Vancouver since the beginning of 2024, and one of them resulted in a worker fatality. There are approximately 350 tower cranes currently operating in BC. Last year, WorkSafe BC's crane inspection team conducted 968 inspections as part of its planned provincial inspectional initiative. Crane operators are required to be certified in BC, and there are approximately 650 credentialed tower crane operators, and over 500 self-erect tower crane operators are registered in the province. Over the last 5-year period, there have been 22 incidents involving tower cranes in BC, including a catastrophic failure in Kelowna in 2021 that claimed the lives of 5 workers. WorkSafe BC is now working to understand the causes and contributing factors so that similar incidents can be prevented from happening in the future. Preliminary evidence at this time suggests there are few, if any, similarities between the incidents or the equipment involved. And this was Canada HR News. If you enjoyed this episode, follow us to stay up to date and leave us a rating in Apple Podcasts or in your other favorite podcast platform. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on X @CadHRNews and LinkedIn @Canada HR News Podcast.